Welcome to Relevant Live with Pastor Chris Sarno, a weekly podcast from Relevant Church in Daytona Beach, Florida. We pray this message helps you connect to God as you find your place, reveal your purpose, and unlock your potential. Let's head live to Pastor Chris for today's powerful message.
We have been continuing our teaching on the Holy Spirit. It's inexhaustible. You know, I do 5 minutes a day of prayer about the Holy Spirit. I'm probably on year I don't know what, and every single day I come up, God is amazing. Like, you think like you would have ran out of material by now, you know, like, how are you going to talk about praying in tongues every day, year, every day, Monday through Friday, for 5 minutes of prayer every day, talking about every day? And how are you going to come up with something new? Every single day, it is something new. It is amazing. God's wisdom is unexhaustible. You cannot stop. And I'm going to give you one of the... This one tonight, you need to share this right now. This one is huge. Why do I pray in the Holy Spirit? Because it is the number one tool to yield your body and yield your tongue. And that is huge. Every believer that decides to yield to praying in the Holy Spirit is yielding your tongue to the Holy Spirit. To speak with other tongues is a massive step towards being able to fully yield your whole body. You're going to become a better, now I'm going to say this, follower by yielding your tongue. And I'm going to show you all this in the Word. Okay, so tonight is phenomenal. So I really want you to really pay attention, okay? So yielding your tongue to the Holy Spirit by praying in other tongues is a massive step forward to fully yielding your whole body to God. Because if you can yield your tongue, you can yield any member of your body. Speaking in tongues is an evidence of the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Speaking in tongues has a benefit of you being able to tame your tongue, but speaking in tongues has an end of you being able to yield your body. And that's going to make you a living beyond carnality Christian. And it's going to give you a spirit-led life at another level, because the Bible says, and you're going to go look, let's go look at James 3 and 1, and you're going to like this today. James 3 and 1 is huge, okay? So go to James 3 and 1, and when you see this, I'm going to navigate this for you. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that you shall receive greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. Okay? If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man. So God said you could be perfect. Nobody's perfect. You can be perfect if you could watch your mouth. Because God already made you righteous. So your actions are where your mouth goes. Now look at this law. And he's able also to bridle the whole body. Wow, what do you mean you could bridle your whole body? You could steer your whole body. You could steer your whole body if you could tame your tongue. It's a law. Where your mouth goes, your body follows. It's a law. It's a law of confession. Where your mouth goes, your body has to follow. He said this, behold, then he explains it. We can offend, right? Don't offend in there. Behold, we put a bit in a horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn the whole body. Behold, the ship, even though it's so great, it's got in fierce winds. It's got a little helm. Wheresoever what? You turn it, it goes. Even so, the tongue is a little member, boasts great things. How great a little fire it can kindle. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among your members, that it defileth the whole body. So it's say, where this mouth goes, affects your whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature and is set on fire of hell. That's pretty strong, ain't it? It's like your mouth is like, man, you're lighting hell on fire with your mouth. You know what I mean? It's like, whoa. For every kind of beast and bird and thing of the sea is tame and hath been tamed by mankind, but the tongue no man can tame. It is what? Unruly, evil, and full of deadly poison. Oh my God. Therefore we bless God, even the Father, and therewith we curse men, which are made after the likeness, similitude of after God is his likeness and his image. Okay? And he says, wow. Whoa! Right? So now we go, you got to be kidding me. But look at verse 2. For in many things we offend, if we offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body. So the law is, where your mouth speaks, your body follows. It's a law. So when you start yielding your tongue to the Holy Spirit, you start yielding to spiritual things, guess what starts happening? You start manifesting greater opportunities of being led. So I want to give you something before we go on scripturally, all right? So maybe you have a problem in the area of your words. Okay? Maybe it's vulgarity. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it will eat the fruit thereof. Maybe you've been speaking death. Maybe you haven't been positive in your confession. Maybe your words have been too negative. Maybe your words are hurtful. Maybe your words are insensitive. Whatever weakness you have in word, your vocabulary or your language or your posture or your vernacular, whatever's coming out of your mouth that's really not taking, maybe it's unbelief, maybe it's doubt. Maybe it's fear, maybe it's worry, maybe it's anxiety, maybe it's just stress and pressure. Whatever is coming out of your mouth that should not be coming out of your mouth that you've been trying to tame, if you'll start giving yourself a little bit more time praying in the spirit and yielding your tongue and yielding your mind, yielding your will and yielding your emotions to praying in the Holy Spirit, and sometimes you're going to have seasons of pressure greater than other seasons. You're going to have to up the time in tongues because the pressure is trying to get you to say something different. So all pressure is trying to do is get you to say something different than what God said. So if you're trying to change that world, discipline's not going to do it. It's because you tried it. You're going to have to start yielding to the Holy Spirit, praying in tongues, and allowing him to work on those internals to get your externals to go in the right place. So what starts happening is we, human spirit, getting unction from the Holy Spirit, yielding the body. Now, one of the biggest obstacles about praying in tongues is your body don't want to stay there. So now you get into Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your body a living sacrifice. Wow. 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 A living sacrifice. Yeah. You ever do this? Well, I'm going to go pray. Okay. And you know, you get in there, and you know, you're going in there, you know, you're like, and you're like, you get in here, close your eyes, and you pray for a minute, and you know, you feel like 20 minutes went by, and you prayed 2 minutes. And your flesh is going bonkers. Don't you're having ideas, you know, you prayed in tongues, and all of a sudden now, for the last 20 years, you never thought of cleaning the garage. And now you're thinking goofy thoughts about cleaning your garage. I got to clean the attic. You ain't cleaned the attic in 35 years you lived in that house. Now all of a sudden you got to go clean the attic. I got to do laundry. Your flesh is going bonkers, man. It don't want to sit there and give up rule and give up reign. You know, it's funny. I'll let you in behind my veil a little bit. You know, I've been extra disciplining myself in areas just because I want my body to shut up. You know, so the other day, I ate one M&M. I was telling the guys this. I ate one. I like M&Ms. I like Reese's. I'm gonna bring me candy. I'll eat it. Somebody's bringing me candy Sunday. I'm kind of excited about it. I'm gonna eat one. So I ate one. I opened a bag. I ate one M&M. I closed it and put it back. I told my body, I said, "Be quiet. Shut up. You're getting what you want." My body wants to eat the whole bag. What's the matter with you? Day I did something else. I made my body do something. I said, "Do it and shut up." Especially Chris, what's the matter with you? The Apostle Paul said, "I beat my body into subjection. I handle it roughly." We're going to read it. I want to see it. So I'm just telling you what I did. So, Pastor Chris, are you crazy? You just made yourself eat one in M&M? Yeah. I wanted to tell my body, you don't get what you want. You get what I give you. How many times are we body ruled? All right, guys, come on. How many times are we body ruled? You know what body ruled means? You let your body, "Oh, I want." Well, guess what? That trickles over in your prayer time. You ain't praying today. You get discipline in one area, you'll get discipline in other areas. I got people, you know, they're like, "Well, you know, when's the last time you spent 20 minutes praying in the Holy Ghost?" I ain't praying for 20 minutes. Okay, I'm not saying you got to do 20 minutes, but you get what I'm saying. You have to start understanding your body has to be subjected for you to pray in the Spirit. It don't want to do this stuff. Okay, look right here. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 Corinthians 9, Amplified, the classic one, and watch this. I want to see this. 9:24. 1 Corinthians 9:24, Amplified. So I told my body, "You don't get to do that." The other day I told it, "You got to stay in here." Didn't want to do it, man. He's fighting me. You know, you have those ideas. You ever have the internal negotiations? You know, your body's trying to tell you, "Oh, you don't have to do that." You know, now you're a professional. You're like a doctor for your well-being. You know, "Oh, you don't have to do that because you have to, you know, you need nutrition, you need sugar or something. You know, you won't eat a bag of candy." You get what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? You make internal negotiations with yourself because it's compromise. Look at this. Do you not know what? That in a race, all the runners, they're competing. But only one receives the prize. That's why I don't buy that participation trophy business. The Bible even tells you only one winner in a race. You don't get an A for participation. So run your race. And I understand you do something as a team. You don't get a trophy. But that's why when we play fantasy football around here, there's only one champion. That's why I don't want to play no games. Amen. But there's a requirement for the winner to win. We've talked about that behind closed doors. So you run your race that you may lay hold of a prize and make it yours. Okay? He's talking about running your race, spiritual race. 9:25, he's talking about a natural race like running a marathon or, you know, running. Now, every athlete who goes into training conducts himself temperately and restricts himself in all things. He's likening it to win a wreath that will soon wither, but to do it to receive a crown of eternal blessedness that cannot wither. So he's saying, hey, this is how a natural guy trains. This is how a natural guy goes after it. But they're running just after trophies and nonsense is going to burn up. But you had an eternal prize. Therefore, he's talking about the spiritual guy, Paul. I do not run uncertainly without definite aim. I do not box like one beating in the air and striking without an adversary. It's funny I use the word adversary. But like a boxer, I buffet my body. But why am I buffeting myself? I'm buffeting myself to buffet my adversary. Do you see the mentality? This is not like, oh, you're not eating an M&M. No, I'm restricting my flesh from getting its way, because once I overcome my flesh, we're going to have to face the devil. Jesus did it when he went. Why do you think the Spirit of God led Jesus to the wilderness to be tempted 40 days and 40 nights? He had to beat himself before he was ever going to crush the enemy. I'm telling you, it's true. But like a boxer, I buffet my body. I handle it roughly. I discipline it by hardship, and I subdue it. He's talking about the flesh. For the fear that after proclaiming to others the gospel and things pertaining to it, I myself should become unfit not to stand the test, be unapproved and rejected as a counterfeit. So what did he say I do? I buffet my body. I handle it rough. I discipline it. I bring it through hardship. I subdue it. I dominate it. Why? Flesh. So when you get in there, your tongue, part of your body, connected to your mind, will, emotions, wants to say whatever it wants to say, my body, flesh, what I touch. You got to subject this joker, man. If you do not subject your flesh, you're going to be carnal, flesh ruled, and you sure ain't going to be able to, oh my God, try to fight the enemy. You kidding me? Look at this. I'll give you another one, right? We read this not too many weeks ago. Look at Ephesians 4:27, passion. Man, you're going to like this one. Oh, you're going to love this one. This is my scripture. Look at this, 4:27. Do not give the slanderous accuser, the devil, an opportunity to manipulate you. Okay. It's like, boy, called him out, right? He's like, you slanderous accuser. You manipulator. You know, don't let him get you, okay? Hey, have you ever stole some? Never do it again. Be industrious. Earn an honest living. Have enough to bless those in need. Now watch 29. Never let ugly, hate-filled words come from your mouth. This right here will change your life, man. But instead, let your words become beautiful gifts that encourage others. I'm going to have a sermon called Beautiful Gifts. Let your words become, you think of that next time you're talking to somebody. I want my words to be beautiful gifts. Speaking words of grace to help them. The Holy Spirit has sealed you in Jesus Christ until you experience your full salvation. Never, never, never grieve the Spirit of God or take for granted His holy influence in your life. Your words grieve the Spirit of God. Things we say. So God wants you to yield your tongue and yield your body so you could start becoming spiritually strong and speaking what you're supposed to be speaking. So your takeaway point is this. Every single time I go to pray in the Spirit, I'm yielding my tongue, which steers my whole body, and I'm yielding my body, which needs to be subdued. So when you flip that switch and go, rangangala, bengle, mengle, bangla, ma, that tongue doesn't just get to say what it wants to say, it's saying what the Holy Spirit's given it unctions to say. And your body, even though it flips out a little bit, How long are you going to be able to stay still, man? You know, even if you're walking, you know what I mean? You got to start training your spirit to do what it needs to do. You have to train your spirit and subdue it. Like Apostle Paul said, I beat my body in this subjection. I handle it rough. You know, I'm pampering it. I need 9 hours of sleep, you know. The sleep study people said, if you don't get nine, I'm not going to get into, what do they call it, REM or whatever it is, rapid. I'm not going to get into a place of REM sleep. You've been asleep for 30 years. You don't need more sleep. Get up. But if I get up early for prayer, I need 12 hours of sleep because I'm not going to dream and get REM sleep. I'm going to give you REM sleep. Come on, get up and go. Well, I need to eat six times a day. You know, I don't want to be mean. This is going to come across bad. I got to be careful. But you ever watch that doctor guy? And these people are just like, you know, the doctor looked at the one dude and said, look, bro, you ain't going to starve, bro. You know what I mean? The person was like just a little bit in a spot. And he said, let me tell you something right here now. You ain't going to starve, okay? Y'all need to stop thinking you're going to starve. You're not going to starve if you cut back a little bit. Relax. Calm down. You know what I mean? And I'm not meddling, but you know what I'm talking about. You know? I'm not eating no M&Ms today, bro. I'm just telling you how it goes. You got to tell it. Your body's crazy, man. If you just give your body what it wants, oh, my God, there ain't no telling where you're going to wind up. So you got to tell your body, go pray. Tell your body next time. I used to tell those guys, no Bible, no breakfast. I'm having a problem reading the word. Well, do this. Say, body, until you read the Bible, you ain't getting no Pop-Tarts and ain't going to be no Cheerios or whatever you do. And tell your body, hey, body, no Bible, no coffee. You better believe I'll be reading the Word of God. Come on, you see what I'm saying? You got to bribe that thing and beat it. You know what I'm saying? You know, because what happens is you get these resistances internally before you even see the external resistance from the enemy, and you're sitting here going, what am I going to do? Bro, you better start dominating that temple right now. That thing's God's house. That's your act of worship. Presenting your body. So your body being like a church temple. Okay, let's just say this. The church is always open and ready. The natural physical building of the church is always open and ready and conducive to be ready to move with God. In the natural. You are a living temple. So guess what that means? You don't need to be stubborn and stiff. You need to be open and ready to move with the things of God. So you walking around like this, and all of a sudden, hey, I got to go pray. I remember talking to Brother Norville, man. He's like, man, the spirit of prayer would come on me, and we got to go pray now. I tell you guys that story all the time. Him and Brother Hagin walking around Luby's cafeteria, eating food, go to put the tray down. Brother Hagin said, we got to go pray now, Norville, now. Left the food and went. Well, that's not convenient, Pastor Chris. Who said convenient? Now, I'm not saying God's going to do this all the time, but are you yielding your tongue? Are you yielding your body? Are you yielding your mind over to prayer? Pastor Chris, you think God's in that? I think God's in it when God's moving. And you got to ask yourself the question, am I a good yielder? Or am I even asking? Or am I even checking in? I heard story after story after story after story of being led by the Spirit of God and seeing people's lives change, seeing people's lives saved, seeing people's lives delivered. You know what I'm saying? And then you read these stories and you go, well, I guess you better be led. And if you're not led, you better start learning. And when that starts happening, what you start seeing is this. The more I become a better yielder, the more I become a better follower of Christ. So, what do I do? Start with yielding your tongue. Takeaway for today, here we go. I'm going to start yielding my tongue and yielding my body over to the things of the Spirit by praying in tongues, and it's going to give me a better strength to be Spirit-led into the future in every area of my life. I promise you, this is how you guys do it. So what do you do? Think about that next time you're praying. Give a little more time. Stay a little bit. Get in prayer and know that every time I yield my tongue, I'm yielding it to the Spirit of God. I'm changing those character behaviors within my talk, my walk, my thing. And now it's starting to take process. And when my body comes over, it starts becoming glorified. Because it could touch the world and be corrupt. It really can, man. And it could touch the things of God and become glorified. So you want to keep yourself from worldly contamination by praying in the Spirit. That's how you do it. I'm going to pray for you. Father, I thank you for these guys. I thank you you're leading them, you're guiding them, you're helping them, and you're allowing them to tame their tongue, tame their body, tame their ways, and walk in greater strength than ever before. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord, guys. Hey, check out the video. Do not go anywhere. Don't leave. We've got some upcoming announcements. Don't forget, a couple weeks, we got Good Friday service here in this sanctuary. Easter Sunday is a couple weeks away. You want to be in the house. Don't forget, take those invite cards. They should be out sometime next week. Get them into your friends' hands. Let's invite people to church. I got a word. I'm telling you, man, I got a word for Easter. The Lord gave me this word like a month ago. And he's like, hey, this is what I want you to talk about Easter. I was like, this is cool. It's really, really good. It's kind of illustrated. It's going to be like a little bit of an illustration for you to really take this thing to heart. I'm excited about it. I want you to come in the house. Easter is going to be phenomenal here at Relevant. I want you and your family to be with me. And I want you to remember this. We love you. We're praying for you. You can do this stuff. One little takeaway, one little take-home point. Just stay a little longer, stay in God, and I love you, and I'll see you Sunday 9 and 10:30. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Relevant Live with Pastor Chris Sarnum. If you are interested in learning more about Relevant Church, you can visit us at relevantfl.org. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel to hear more messages like this one every single week. Thanks for listening.